Dr. Pinsky dictating a female IMEN, Mary Bonner, B-O-N-N-E-R. Mary Bonner is a 60-year-old woman who reports she was injured at work on 1/15/22. Right at that time, her foot rolled off of a step, and she had a fall onto her right side. Period, her right foot and leg twisted underneath her. Period, she hit her head on a pillar. Period, she believes she injured her right foot and knee as a result of this event. Period, she did not go to the emergency room afterwards. Period, she was ultimately diagnosed with a Lisfranc fracture and dislocation of the first, second, and third metatarsals that were repaired surgically on 2/9/22 with a fusion plate and 8 screws as well as a pin. Period. After surgery, she was non-weight-bearing for 6 weeks and then was in a boot for 6 to 7 months. Period. She has completed her course of active treatment and just lives with chronic pain and numbness. Period. The last active treatment was in September 2022. Ms. Bonner admits that she previously had arthritis in her right knee and big toe. Apparently, she underwent right knee ACL repair in 1983. Apparently, she denies any subsequent injuries to the involved areas. Period. New paragraph. According to her claim petition, Ms. Bonner alleges she was trying to step around a delivery package on 1/15/22 and fell down steps. Period, this occurred in a patient's home, causing injury to the right foot and knee. Period, medical records show she was seen on 8/23/22 by podiatrist Dr. Brandt, B-R-A-N-T. Period, surgery had been done on 2/9/22. Period, her diagnoses were non-displaced fracture of the second metatarsal bone, as well as dislocation of the tarsal metatarsal joint of the right foot with routine healing. Period, she had medication adjustments and updated x-rays. Period, there was arthritic changes in the ankle as well as in the first metatarsal phalangeal joint. Period, he discussed that she likely has arthritic pain, which has been exacerbated by her previous trauma and surgery. Period. He explained that she had a 6-month to 1-year-long process to continue with physical therapy. Period. The listed surgery was on 2/9/22 and involved right foot open reduction internal fixation of the Lisfranc complex and arthrodesis of multiple mid-tarsal bones. Period, she also had a history of right knee meniscal and ACL surgery. Period. Dr. Brandt administered an injection of on 12/2/22. Period. New paragraph, she also came under the orthopedic care of Dr. DeVenero on 5/16/23 to assess need for treatment. Period. He noted that after the incident, she was seen at Concentra on 1/17/22 with pain in the right foot and knee. Period, however, her foot was the biggest concern. Period, they noted a history of right knee arthritis and meniscal tear when she was 18 years old. Period, x-rays showed degenerative and postoperative changes. Period, she was placed in a boot. Period, she then came under the care of Dr. Brandt, who treated her, as noted above, 3/12/22. Period, the petitioner was currently presenting out of concern for her right knee. Period. She states that she also has pain in her arch and the ball of her foot. Period, the first, second, and third toes are numb. Period, her entire foot gets numb due to swelling from prolonged standing. Appears she is unable to walk around barefoot. Period. He performed an exam and noted there was no appreciable swelling, but she did have a well-healed dorsal midfoot incision. Period. She was tender on palpation over the dorsal hardware. Period. She had decreased sensation of the lesser toes distal to the incision. Period. He gave impressions of non-displaced intra-articular fractures at the right second through fourth metatarsal bases and along the lateral cuneiform, semicolon. Small avulsion fractures are also noted along the dorsal cortices, C-O-R-T-I-C-E-S, of the first metatarsal base and medial cuneiform. Brady fracture fragment is also noted along the course of the Lisfranc ligament. Period injury to the ligament is not excluded. Period the radiologist recommended orthopedic evaluation. Period there was also osteoarthritis across the right first MTP joint and hallux sesamoid complex, comma tibiotalar joint, comma and subtalar joint. Period. He noted the initial surgery involved primary fusion of the first and second TMT joints. Period. She also had pin fixation of the third TMT joint. Period. He wanted to review updated x-rays before opining about the need for treatment. Period. New paragraph, Dr. Anthony performed an EMG on 11-28-22. Period. He was unable to find an electrodiagnostic explanation for her distal right lower extremity only complaints. Period. There were abnormalities by EMG, NCV, all of which could be consistent with an underlying peripheral neuropathy. Period. Clinically, however, she only has distal right lower extremity symptoms. Period. The superficial peroneal responses are absent bilaterally. Period. The right sural response is of low amplitude and decreased conduction velocity. Period. H reflex latencies are at the upper limit of normal. Period. The low-grade denervation in the abductor hallucis bilaterally could also be consistent with a peripheral neuropathy diagnosis. Period. He commented there was no sign of chronic denervation affecting any muscle studied in the lower extremities. Period. Was not suggestive of lumbosacral radiculopathy, myopathy, or superimposed right tibial or right peroneal neuropathy. Period. She did have a physical therapy evaluation on 8-10-22. It is my understanding on 6-1-23 she did have updated x-rays of the right foot. Period. Dr. DiVernaro opined that hardware removal was an option should she elect to do so. Period. However, she chose not to undergo the surgery and decided to move to permanency. Period. You have also informed me that she was seen by Dr. Dwyer regarding her knee on 3-1-23. Period. He recommended no further treatment or diagnostic testing regarding the knee. Period. She did follow up with Dr. Brandt through 12-2-22 when he administered an injection for a Morton's neuroma. Period. Physical exam. General appearance, she complains that her right knee doesn't fully extend when she is standing. Period. Extremities lower. There was a curvilinear scar about the right knee associated with some swelling. Period. There was also healed surgical scarring about the right foot and ankle. Period. Right ankle dorsiflexion was to 10 degrees. Period. Right knee extension leg 10 degrees. Period. Most of the ankles, knees, and hips was otherwise full in all spheres without crepitus or tenderness. Period. She had decreased pinprick sensation on the lateral right leg and increased sensation on the dorsal right foot, but this was intact on the left. Period. She was sensitive to touch on the sole of the right foot, but not the left. Period. Feet and ankles, normal. Thoracic, normal. extremities lower. She was able to stand on her heels and walk on her toes. Pierce changed positions fluidly and was able to squat to 75 degrees and rise. Period extension was limited actively to 10 degrees with tenderness, but motion was otherwise full in all spheres without discomfort. Period. She does complain of right sacroiliac pain, especially when she is in bed. Period. Impressions. On 1/15/22, Mary Bonner injured her right lower extremity while working in a patient's home. Period. She was seen at Concentra on 1/17/22 for pain in the right foot and knee. Period. They noted a history of right knee arthritis and meniscal tear at age 18. Period. X-rays showed degenerative and postoperative changes. Period. She had a CAT scan of her right foot on 1/24/22, whose report we do not have at hand. Period. She initially was treated conservatively. Period. She came under the podiatric care of Dr. Brandt, who performed right foot open reduction internal fixation on 2/9/22. Period. She reported improvement afterwards. Period. She followed up with serial x-rays. Period. EMG was negative. Period. She also had a need for treatment exam with Dr. Dwyer and another with Dr. D. Venero, as noted above. Period. New paragraph. The current exam found there to be some swelling about the right knee associated with a curvilinear scar. Period. There was healed scar on the dorsal right foot. Period. She had decreased pinprick sensation on the right lateral leg, but increased on the dorsal right foot. Period. There was some restriction in right knee and ankle motion. Period. Provocative maneuvers were negative. Period. She ambulated without intelligence. Period. She could walk on her toes, but only stand on her heels. Period. New paragraph. This case represents 15% permanent partial disability referable to the statutory right foot. Period. There is 0% permanent partial disability referable to the right leg with respect to the subject event. Period. Her underlying osteoarthritis status post remote surgery was not caused, permanently aggravated, or accelerated to a material degree by the event in question. Period. That is the end.